A good podcast nation, back another episode of Rock Conversation with AMG. It's your boy Jew. I'm gonna introduce my co-host ISO Float. Say what's up, man.
What's up? It's your boy AMG Float, aka ISO Float, aka appear no stop nothing but a sentence. That's why I put my tool in her mouth like a dentist. We got a special episode. We got a special episode this time around. We got the whole cast back. We're going to be doing a real raw conversation, no topic, just like our name suggests. We just be coming off the top, asking each other questions, you know what I'm saying? Just a real regular conversation. We got a special guest with us, King J, a.k.a. Real Niggas. He's the host of the Sip Side Podcast and a friend of us all. And then we got AMG Overdose. Introduce yourself, please.
Long-ass intro. Anyway, I'm AMG Overdose, bro. I'm just going to say what's up, bro. AMG Chronicle. Go ahead.
It's your boy Cron. Yeah, also known as Chronicle. What's up with y'all boys, man? AMG Queen T, go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up? I'm AMG underscore Queen T, and we're finna get this thing started.
Alright. So anybody got any questions that's on their mind? First off, cause I know I got a couple that I want to start with.
Go ahead, bro.
Alright, so I was wondering, do anybody, well, I'm sure y'all got to have at least something. So, everybody, I want to hear, like, a crazy story that happened to y'all in high school and a crazy story that happened to you in college. Well, some people may not have went to college, but you can talk about that when we get to it. Anybody want to start us off?
Shit, a
James,
crazy.
You start us off since you the guest.
Wow, I knew it. What up, you know, AMG podcast fans? You know, I'm James. The king, really, you know, they introducing real niggas, because I am a real nigga, you feel me? You feel me?
You're a king, James.
Yeah, yeah, king, boy, crown, Burger King, have it your way, facts.
Okay.
But, you know, my little co-host said that he wants to talk about a story in high school and college, right?
Facts.
Alright, so, I'm going to give y'all choices, you know, either A, in high school, I'm going to give you A and B for high school and college. A,
boy,
the time I got jerked off in the theater room. Not theater room, but theater. The auditorium. My fault. Right. I'm thinking about Jack State.
You got what?
B, you could talk about the time. Oh, the time I almost got arrested for beating up my homeboy.
Both of these was options for high school?
Yeah.
I want to hear about the theater room.
Yeah, no, I want
to hear
about the
one, well, for college, I could talk about the time.
You got multiple stories.
I'm figuring out when I get back to school. Okay, we're going to talk about high school for. But shit, yeah, you know. One day a nigga was just, you know, being flirtatious to this girl that I know that took my virginity, you know. Oh, she also took my virginity, also, you know. So one day, you know, going to my
phone. Why we gotta say it like that? Like, why she gotta take it? Was it mutual?
Mutual? What you mean mutual?
Like, did you want to take it?
Mutual, man, bro?
Did I want to get jerked off?
Yeah,
of course. It's a girl playing with my dick.
So say you gave her your virginity. Say you gave her your virginity.
Oh yeah, I gave her my virginity. Oh, you saying? Well, I mean, she did rape me that one time, bro.
I'm so dead.
Chill, bro.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm just looking out for all the brothers that get raped out there. You feel me? That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that's all
don't be capping, bro. Did she rape you?
No, I'm not capping. I know. Oh no, not. I mean, it's not like I didn't want it, but at the same time, I said no.
Yeah.
I said no, and she was like, "Nah, you gonna give me that dick?" And I'm like, "Damn,
yeah, that's what I'm doing."
Yeah. Oh, you just submitted. You just submitted. You a submissive type.
No, I'm not. Hell no, I'm the type. You know.
What
could I say?
Okay,
type
come
I
on,
am?
Come on. Let's get back on topic. Let's get back on topic.
Oh,
just answer.
Shit.
Let's answer this. I mean, just. Just tell
the
story, bro. Go ahead.
Bro. Oh, all right. My fault. You know how it is. But so we in the auditorium. We was in there for we was watching the seniors practice for their what's that little walk thing they do before they graduate? That walk thing.
A
Walk across stage, nigga?
Yeah, you know, you partner with a girl. So we in there chilling. I'm sitting by her, you feel me? All day, we already been on that. I can't wait till we leave so we can go on here, you know, bump and grind, you feel me?
But pause real quick. Don't say no name. We ain't exposing nobody on here, but is this somebody I know?
Remember that library? We was on the phone.
Yeah. Say no more. All right, keep going.
But, you know, we was sitting by each other, you know, and she said, hey, we should do something. I was like, what? And she grabbed my pants. You feel me? She scared me for a slick. I jumped. You feel me?
I'm
like, hold on now. Wait. Me in school. You know, I'm saying that because me in school. I was a goody two shoes, man.
Right.
Can't get in trouble, man. What are we doing? And like, because I heard like stories of niggas, you know, and girls getting caught, getting flipped in the motherfucking auditorium and shit. Wow. Bitches sucking, digging the computer lab. You know, I heard stories of these, man. I can't be one of them niggas. Scared. You feel me?
Watch out.
I ain't mean to say.
You didn't want to be a legend, is what you saying?
No, I wanted to be a legend for a different thing instead of, you know, the nigga that got his dick jerked off in the auditorium.
We gonna have to keep going with this story. Let's let him get through it.
You feel me?
All right, bro.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
But yeah, so we in you know, she, you know, go ahead, get in my pants. You know, we had cargoes and them bitches were baggy as a motherfucker, you feel me? I ain't that, you know, I wasn't that big at the time. I'm like 195. I want that where I am right now. So she in there, you know, wiggling with my motherfucking snake, you feel me? You know, doing it what it do. So I get on, you know, I start to have an erection. You know, I'm going to say the scientific word. You know, get an erection. So she over there, you know, stroking the motherfucker, you feel me? So. See, eventually, I was about to nut, though. You feel me? I'm like, no, I can't nut. I'm at school. I got khakis on. They gonna see that shit. So I'm like, stop. So eventually, you know, she stopped. You feel me? But I didn't nut, though. So, you know, I caught a little bit of blue ball. That was the first time I ever, like, caught just a little bit. I didn't get it bad until that time I got jerked off at the fair. But that's a different story.
That's the end of your high school story?
Yeah, that was the time I got jerked off in the auditorium and almost caught blue balls in school.
Why you say she took your virginity if y'all didn't have sex? Why you saying she took your virginity on a separate occasion?
It was a different year.
Oh, it was a separate occasion. Yeah. She took that shit. I was on south the whole time. That's the crazy part.
What?
Yeah, because the first time I had sex, I was on south the whole time, bro. Yeah, you still over there saying like, damn, hey, it's too much.
Question.
You feel me?
Hey, that's a
it's
good
too
question.
Much. I was like, damn,
hold
man.
On. How this everybody first time went? That shit would be some good shit.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, bro.
Damn.
We can go back to the crazy stories if y'all want to.
Nigga talking about the first time.
Because everybody might not have a crazy story. Everybody had a first time.
I don't know. I think the first
that's
time.
That's where the word Miniman came from. I ain't even going to count.
Ooh, count, boy. Right, I went for a minute, boy. I didn't even nut, boy. I ain't even buzz, boy.
Y'all going?
Damn, that show got quiet. I was thinking. All right.
All right.
No,
my first time. My first time, you know what I'm saying? Senior year, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't never had sex before, you know what I'm saying?
High school, Trey?
Yeah, high school, senior year.
Okay.
So, nigga never had sex before. My boy hit me up on a Sunday. It was raining. He hit me up. He like,
yo, boy.
Yeah.
Shut up, little man.
Sneaky sweetie.
This man, y'all tripping, bro.
It's so a sneaky sweetie.
Set up. So my homeboy hit me up. He like, I got this girl. If you go pick her up, she gonna go for both of us. I'm like, I bet. I'm finna go ahead and get this first time out the way. I'm finna handle this business. So he sent me the location, whatever. I go pick her up. Man, she stay all the way out in Wayne County, you feel me? So this, I'm already going out the way. I'm going good, man. I'm pulling up. She stay out in the country. Like, man, I'm seeing broke down buses and stuff. I'm like, oh man, this might not be the type of, you know what I'm saying? You might not want to fool with this, but I'm like, I already been this all this way. So I pick up whatever. I take it to my homeboy house. He go in first. Then he like, all right, it's your turn. So I go in. And then, so mind you, this girl, she's not just fine or whatever. So I go in at first. I can't get up because I wasn't attracted to her.
Pause. I have a question for you. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What's your question?
What do you mean by she wasn't all that type of fine? What you mean?
They saying she was ugly as a dog. Keep going.
Say she was ugly as a dog.
Did y'all both wear condoms? That's my question. I gotta.
We gonna get to that, bro.
Okay.
We gonna get to that, bro. All right. So anyway, this was a heavy set white girl, bro. So she wasn't, you know what I'm saying. I wasn't attracted to her, so I couldn't get it up. So I went in and came back out because I couldn't get it up. So he go back in, and while he go back in, I'm watching porn trying to get my dick hard. So I'm watching porn, you know what I'm saying? Still can't get my dick hard because, you know what I'm saying, like, this situation weird. I ain't never been in this situation before. Anxiety, nerves, and stuff. I don't know what it was. It's a combination of everything. So I still can't get it up. I'm trying. I'm, like, on medium now. So I go in, I'm like, F it. I go in after he get back out the second time. I go in. And yes, he wore a condom. I go in. So the situation was real. Well, I ain't going to go into too many details because that's just too much. But so I go in. So I still not all the way up. So I'm like, you know, so my dick or whatever. But Shorty ain't saying nothing. And she got braces or whatever, so Shorty ain't saying nothing. I just went up there, you know what I'm saying? I'm skipping parts. So I put the condom on. I'm finna go in, but my dick's still not hard. So I take the condom off, and then I put my dick in her mouth. But she had braces, so she not, you know what I'm saying? She not really sucking my dick. I'm just putting my dick in her mouth, going in and out by myself. And then she got braces, and she not helping. So she was scraping my dick like a cheese grater. So I'm like, this shit not working. So I come back out. Then I try to put the condom back on, but I can't get that bitch back on. So I'm like, fuck it. I ain't been all the way out here, picked this girl up, came all the way up here, and I'm going to have to go drop her back off. I'm like, I ain't going out of here empty-handed. So I'm like, fuck it. So I went in raw. I did my thing, whatever. Got my strokes in, whatever. It was first time. I wouldn't last long anyway. And then, so I didn't know. It felt like I was about to nut. I don't know for sure. So I just came out because I felt like I was about to nut or whatever. And then I left out. He went back in for a minute. They was talking for a little while or whatever. Then I left, took her back home. That was my first time.
Wow.
Damn.
You ain't no way you went in raw, bro.
And yeah, boy, raw the cap. Flipper.
I ain't no gonna cap, bro. After that, bro, I was young, you know what I'm saying? Just wanted to have my first time, you know what I'm saying? Young and dumb, you know what I'm saying? People that having shit, sex, you want to be having sex.
That whole experience sound terrible. I'm not going to say it. From start to finish, that sound horrible. I would not want to endure that. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, man. That was horrible.
I ain't even go into all the details. It wasn't a good experience. And then after that, bro, it was like a week or two after that, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I'm pee kind of hot. So I'm like, I think it's just because I was drinking sodas or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody ignoring the real question. How was that ride back home? That's the real question.
Weird as hell.
That's what you really.
So weird. Hey, that's a good question, but it was weird as hell. Cause the weird. The ride up there was already weird. Yeah. I picked her up, so she get in the car. She know what's going down, but she ain't saying that. She just got in the car. It's just quiet the whole ride. So then on the ride back, my homeboy rode with me to take her back to her house or whatever. So they in the back or whatever. So she all up on him. So you know what I'm saying? If she going for both of us, obviously he ain't got no feelings or whatever for her. But she trying to kiss on him and talk to him and all that stuff. He ain't going for her, like, you know what I'm saying, all that. It was just a whole weird situation.
Yeah, like, I know that entire situation, just trying to get up. was like a fuck show, but like that ride home, I feel like that's the ice on the cake, no cap.
It was so
like weird, having to sit right beside the person that you couldn't get up at first, then the experience was already trash.
Oh no, they was in the back seat. I'm chilling in the front.
Oh, because if it was like if she was in front, yeah. I guess it makes it better, but still.
Yeah, if she was in the front, it would have been even weirder. What's up, Jew?
So when you pick Shawty up, I mean, were y'all introduced? Did y'all say, "Hey, my name is Trey. Hey, my name is so and so," or like?
I told you, bro. She just got in the car. We rolled
y'all
up there.
Y'all ain't say no words to Trey.
No, bro. Hey, we ain't say nothing.
Oh hell no! Oh hell no!
But just imagine that conversation, though. Conversation, bro. Just imagine.
Like, what would I say to her, bro? What's
nothing.
This nigga, Trey. This nigga scoring off transition.
Hi, my name is Trey. You know, I'm here to flip you.
What's up, my name is Trey? My
name's Trey. I'm the guy finna hit you raw.
You the hoe right now. You're playing pimps and hoes. You the hoe.
Man. Carnell, you want to go, bro?
If I can be real with you, bro, I really ain't got no weird ass story.
Cap.
Not a weird story, nigga. You know,
this is your first time, bro.
Yeah, it can be short. You can make it quick if you want to.
Yeah, it ain't got to be
I mean,
no
shit.
Weird story.
My first time, I mean, like, I think it was like on my birthday. It was on my birthday.
Birthday.
But the intentions wasn't even to have sex.
Lewis,
so
what'd you say, dude?
I said the intentions was not to have sex because we just started dating and shit like that. But at that time I had Cinnamon. And for those that don't know Cinnamon, I used to have a red truck with rims, 22 speakers, all that shit.
With the underglow lights. Talk to him. Pop your shit.
Yeah,
bro.
I gotta pop my shit, bro. With the underglow. Loud. As a VT Triton V8 engine. But
yes, sir.
Yeah, so we in that bed. I'm pushing it. And, you know, I'm already looking nice. And she looking nice too. So, you know, it's on my birthday. So I'm feeling real nice right now. I'm thinking my game is up there. So I say, hop in the back seat and so forth and so forth. You know, we started kissing and then, you know, I end up on top somehow, some way. Obviously, it was intended when I started it. It really didn't get anywhere because, like, I went in, probably got like four or five strokes. And, like, she's very paranoid of like her, like she's very aware of her surroundings. So it didn't really last long. So five strokes and then boom, just done. She saw a few headlights and she was like, nope. And like, so I didn't finish. Obviously, if you're a real nigga, you know what you did. When you didn't finish, you went home and busted it. So,
yeah. Huh.
Best friend, man.
Be real, bro. Some girls' pussy do be loose.
Go ahead, Neff.
But yeah, that was my first time backseating.
Take a loose pussy over a tight hand.
That's the whole story now.
Yeah, that was it, bro. That was it.
Man, should I go next? But I'm gonna be real vague, obviously.
Wait,
gonna be real vague.
What James?
I actually found out too many details on you.
Everybody can talk at the same time.
You ain't gonna be holding up the podcast, bro. You're gonna be holding us back.
Who?
I'm talking to Juju. Juju know who I'm talking to.
I can't hear everybody talking at the same time though. James was saying something, Trey was saying something. One nigga at a time.
Go ahead, Ju. And then I'm gonna go.
We have a woman in here. Very much. Thank you very much. You say one nigga at a time. It's a woman.
Yeah, Tory but Hines. Bro, my first time, man. 11th grade, 10th grade. 10th, no, 11th grade. 11th grade. 11th.
Was it Lion King?
It was 10th grade.
Damn,
no,
boy.
no, 11th grade. Or was it like summer of 10th grade? One of them two, bro. But anyways, actually, prior to, right around this time, I had just gotten out of a relationship. Okay. And my ex at the time, you know, we were still like, you know, cool kicking it. I was single, obviously. It was still cool kicking it or whatever, and we were still doing the shit that, you know, we was always doing. So, as in that day, so I fingered her, right?
And
finger my ex at the time, yeah. I fingered her, and then this was like right before she had to go. So I fingered her, and then I was finna walk home, okay? And when I was walking home, another girl that I was talking to, she said she wanted to see me. So I was like, okay, cool. So right after I fingered her, I went to this girl's house. And, you know, this was the girl that I wanted to be with at the time. After my previous relationship. So, you know, we was talking. She was with somebody. She had a boyfriend at the time, I believe. No, she didn't. They just broke up or something like that. So I went over there. We was really just talking, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling. And then, like, and I just made a move. And I just, you know. So, and I just started kissing her, and I put her pants down, and then you know, come after that, and then
we did the booty,
and we did the do, you know, when I say mini man, bro, I mean, brand new feeling, brand new experience. I'm like, oh, but it's like I tried to play it cool, so it's like, so I'll stop halfway, and then I'll like, you know. Give her some head. So when I think I'm close, so I'll stop, try to get some head or whatever, go back in.
You and prolonging, like you a hoe.
Yeah, a few times. And then, but it was still when quick as hell, though. I said that shit quick as hell. But anywho, me and her, we ended up getting together like a few months after that, actually. But. That was my first time storing, man, right there.
Man.
Okay.
That boy actually had some skills, boy. I bet you weren't even licking the right part while you was giving head and shit.
Oh, shoot.
You know what the crazy thing is, bro? So we
ain't gonna sit and act like pussy don't taste weird when you first lick it.
Let Nail talk, bro. What's it now?
I was gonna say, after that little incident on my birthday, I think it was around prom time, got a hotel. Like, that was, like, my very first time, like, just actually just physically being in there. I couldn't bust. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Me too. Because on my own, my first time, I couldn't tell you.
But it could be because of the condom, though.
Cal.
James.
What up?
Watch what you say if you don't want to get violated. Because what you just said a while ago, you set yourself up. And I'm resisting. Wait,
what you talking about? What'd I say?
Just watch what you say.
Yeah,
oh.
I ain't gonna
what
say it again.
Yeah,
just
no,
I ain't gonna
oh,
say
watch
it again.
Just watch what you say,
John.
I
didn't
even say
that. Yeah, don't worry about it, bro. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it.
Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead and go, y'all.
Go ahead.
So, my first time was 11th grade. I had a lot of more opportunities, but I was actually saving myself to a marriage, bro. And at the time, I thought that this was the girl I wanted to be with. So,
Wait, John. Quick question.
That good image, that boy.
Put this muscle back.
Wow. Muscle bag.
I really don't know who you're talking about.
But oh, okay. She played basketball.
Okay.
She played basketball.
That's who we. That's who we probably talking about.
That's muscle back, John.
That's muscle back. That's funny, bro. But that, wow. But this is my. All right. So this is my first time, bro. And to be honest, we both was.
Hold on, bro. Hey. Out of the girl nickname game, you winning, bro. That man got tater tot fingers. He not muscle man.
That shit funny. All right, so what I was gonna say? Yeah, so we were both virgins, bro, at the time, and she was just like, I was like, you ready? And she was just like, yeah. She wanted to. She wanted to lose.
Y'all into sport too much.
And so So we ended up, it was at her house, right? So I think it was like after school or something. And we was at her house and we was the only two there. And it was, so we went up to her room, bro. And we did stuff before, but we ain't actually like had sex. So she was my girlfriend clearly at the time. And
that nigga said clearly. You heard Trey story, so ain't no clearly. But go ahead.
So she was all right. So she was on the bed, right? And I feel like I knew what I was doing, but clearly I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I did not know what the fuck I was doing, bro. And the reason I didn't know what I was doing, cause we was in the. Starting a fire, bro. So like we was both dry as fuck.
Oh, she had that down. Damn, she had that down.
No, I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say that. But it's just for the first time, bro. We was both like dry as hell, bro. And so
wait. We do mean dry as in like y'all didn't have anything to talk about, or you mean as in?
Nah, we yeah. Had some talk.
As in, as her pussy was dry.
Well, I said that, and you said no.
I say this.
He was
so,
saying he didn't want to say she had that, bro. He didn't want to disrespect her like that, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. And we, at the time, we weren't giving each other head.
Wait. I got a question. You said right, y'all was doing other things before, but y'all never had sex. So if y'all wasn't giving each other head, what's y'all doing? Just beating each other, meeting,
popping each other's asses.
That was a part of it, y'all.
A part of it.
I'm not trying to go into that, bro. Yeah, everything that we did, but I mean, we didn't go all out like
each other,
I know
booty.
We could have.
Y'all freaky.
Oh, she had you bent anyway, over and she was jerking you from the back.
She was putting the candle wax on you, bro.
John had that little mess. Y'all know that mess.
All right, John, go ahead.
That's how you are, bro.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Go ahead. Dude.
Nah, we ain't did all that, bro. This the first time.
Y'all wasn't giving each other head
and y'all wasn't having sex. So, and you said fingering and beating your meat, that wasn't all of it. So, I don't understand what else is left for y'all.
That was
doing.
Bumping privates, man.
Well, they were probably doing some funny bodies.
Some what?
Some
you
funny
know,
bodies.
When you be fucking in like animal suit and stuff.
I'ma just say, okay, so we didn't do nothing too crazy, bro. It was real basic. So yeah, we were just like fingering each other. She would be my dick and stuff like that. So
man, keep saying stuff like that, like it's more.
Look, it is more.
Go ahead, John, go ahead.
Don't worry about it.
Wow.
So anyway,
go ahead, dude.
Y'all niggas holding.
So
back.
So basically,
I didn't talk. Wait, hold on. Y'all niggas hold it back. I done told y'all how I hit a fat white bitch raw. And I thought I was burning afterwards. But
I see.
Trey, it really ain't all that, bro. Like, come on.
Woman. Just tell your story, bro. It's all
anyway,
good. It's all good.
Anyway, so we in the room, bro. And she was like, she was ready, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right, bet. So I get hard. And... So I'm finna put it in, right? Mm. But I told y'all we were both dry as hell. So I'm trying to put it in, and she was like, she didn't want me to. And I was just like, what you mean? And she was just like, I ain't trying to brag in there, but, but she was like, uh-uh, that's not going in me. And I was just like, I was like, what you mean? She was like, uh-uh, it hurt. And so I was just like, okay. But see, I only like put it on her pussy like once or twice, bro. The crazy part about it is, I nutted dead quick, bro. It was like 2 seconds.
Okay.
But she didn't know that. She ain't even know I nutted, bro. Because she was just like, no. Even though I already nutted. But I was
that
like,
nigga
okay,
was
cool,
fucking in his mind.
Okay, that's what it was, bro. Wait. Was she a virgin too?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a virgin too.
Yeah, he said it, bro.
Okay, I ain't hear you know. I'll be, you know, I'm selective hearing you now.
So basically, we actually, I feel like some of it got on her pussy though. And then we wiped it off.
Oh, I know she had a baby.
She did not have no baby.
That's what a real man do, John.
That man tripping, bro.
My thing, hold on.
You had nut on her.
What's that now?
That's three babies.
His words were, she didn't know that he nutted.
Yeah.
How the fuck did she not know?
Detective Nail.
When you was wiping the nut off her?
Prenut. And I wiped it off, my bad.
Oh, prenut. Okay.
But how you wiped it off? You wiped it off you? You knit it on yourself?
Because I was touching her pussy, bro. So I was there.
She didn't even realize you were wiping it off.
Yeah, her head was back. Yeah, so she didn't really know. I did not rub it in.
He rubbed it in.
I know you didn't go to the bathroom down the stairs and then go back upstairs.
Nah, see, the crazy part about it is, y'all
had a napkin in his pocket.
It's a good thing that I stopped really quick because her dad came. And he was walking up the steps while my pants were still down. It was crazy, bro. So, like, the fact that we almost got caught, like, literally our first time. So she was just like, okay, I can't do it. And so I was like, all right, cool. I was pulling my pants up, and then we heard the door open. And we was like, hold on. Cause her daddy usually come in the garage or something, and he ain't even off this early because it was, like, right after school, y'all. It was, like, literally right after school. So, the daddy coming up the stairs, and I'm like, oh, shit. So, what I did was, I'm pulling up my pants quick as hell. I'm trying to, like, make sure that he don't know that we was finna fuck. And, so then, while he walking up the stairs, I'm like, I'm going to the door. And I'm standing in the doorway, and he get up to the top of the stairs. He was like, what y'all doing up here? And then, at this point, like, he ain't know. So I was just like, I just, you know, walked her inside, you know, make sure she was okay. And, you know, and then I told him, all right, but I'm finna go though. And so, you know, I started walking down the steps, bro.
That nigga got his nut and left. He dirty.
And so I left. And then I was just like, damn.
Boy, we really almost got
caught though. It was really close.
The real question is, why the fuck is this initiative to walk upstairs?
Because he saw my car in the front.
Oh.
Yeah, he saw my car in the front, so he knew that we was both there alone. So he was like, oh, he finna catch our ass. No cap.
Oh, so he already know, like, your car, you've been dropping her off back and forth? Okay. Because I was about to say, why did you park in front of her house? Why don't you park on the other side?
I should have parked somewhere else, bro. Like, usually, if I go to her house, I'll park, like, down the street. Hey, Jew, you know where, Malik used to stay.
Yeah.
I'll park over there, and you know I'll walk to her house. So
never park your car right where you're trying to do
day,
it.
That day I parked in the front, and he came, and I was like, God, dog, bro. He probably knew in the back of his head what was going on, but you know.
You say what grade you was in?
11th grade, bro.
He came through the window.
She was. They had a really big house though, so he would have had to go up the steps or something. We had to climb.
Who next?
Till.
Who?
Yeah, I go. Tip gonna go.
You heard it too.
Oh, never mind.
He didn't go on this topic, but.
Oh, yeah, we're going here. Cool.
My first time was in 12th grade. Said if I was going to have sex, I would at least make sure I was 18. Anyway, got picked up. This guy I knew personally. He wasn't a boyfriend or nothing like that. So long story short, we went to a hotel. We didn't finish because his dick was too big. And I was a virgin at the time.
So and technically it wasn't too big. It's just you was too tight.
No, he had a big and long dick. It was both. But
so you telling me right now, currently in your day and age, you couldn't take that dick?
Let her proceed.
Hey, you worry about that. He knew that
you
would.
Okay, you can go ahead, man.
Never mind. Go ahead and go.
Oh, well, I mean, my story is nothing to it. Just, he never got finished. It was a couple pokes here and there. But I wasn't able to just, he wasn't able to fully penetrate it. So
how long have y'all been planning this since you got a whole hotel room?
I say probably about it, because we had to work around my basketball schedule. When I was able to get off, or when I had like an off block. And so, you know, at the end of the school year, you have testing. So I was done with all my tests.
So this was thought about 365 days.
No, it wasn't that plan that long.
Oh. Yeah.
I was about to say. She said it's the end of the school year. It's a senior year. So when they decided to get a hotel.
No, I mean, we couldn't. I had to come back to school. That's what I'm saying. I was in school. I had to come back to school.
So okay, he was out of school.
No, he was a grown man. 24 years old.
Oh, hold up. How old is he?
18.
What?
It's not like it's consensual.
Oh, I know, cuz, but you know, I will go by a different, you know, mentality. You feel me? If I feel like I wouldn't go with a girl that's 18 right now, cuz I'm 20, like by turn 23, I feel like, you know, I'm too old for, you feel me? Shit like that. But you know, 20 and above, you know,
my boy would play.
Well, I like my man older. So,
oh, okay, that makes sense. Never mind. I ain't know your preference.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wait, how old was he?
24. 24. So more than likely, he probably took deal.
Shout out to my nigga Cole.
Dick pic. I mean, what the fuck am I trying to say?
Whoa.
Dick pills.
You worried about his penis now?
Dick pills. Yeah.
Hey, that nigga show worried about. So this day and age, you couldn't.
I was talking about her, but you cut me off. You said stop talking about it.
I knew what you were about to ask, bro.
I'm saying like probably. I didn't say he did.
Hey man, you the only one worried about this dude's dick though, bro.
I don't mind. How big was it? Was it wide? Was it?
So
was it?
So it wasn't big, but you just couldn't take it. That's what it was.
So wait, was it big, big, or just a little big?
So this day and age, you probably take it, huh? That what you saying?
Okay.
You know what you saying?
No, what? I'm saying yeah. Like what her having sex can, like as she got out of high school, like since she's saying this is her first time, you know what I mean? Obviously,
well, I know what that man meant, but I don't know what you mean. But he probably took dick pills, though.
I was being funny.
Know dick pills was a thing,
nigga. What? You know dick pills is a thing. Do. Stop the cow.
Hey, let me play character, guys.
Let me play character.
God,
let me play character.
Cut that out, Cornell. Cut that out.
No, I'm not putting this shit in the editing software. Fuck that.
Cut it out, bro. Cut that out. I'm trying to play character, nigga.
I'm trying to play character.
Dang, I'm trying to get the conversation juicy, Mo.
Juicy Mo. This nigga not go to school. Juicy Mo.
Boy, cap, boy. Go to Jackson State University. Hey, follow me at real_niggas_ Or you can follow me on Twitter @KingJ with 4 Ys.
Pop your shit then, bro.
You realize if you don't spell it, ain't nobody gonna type it in, right?
Shit, ain't nobody gonna give me time to even go look for that motherfucker. See, I might as well just say it.
What? Alright, but anyways.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to come at you or nothing. I'm just saying, you know, niggas, all I'm saying, they really don't give a fuck about it.
You ain't coming at me, bro.
Wait, you said Trey? You said...
I already went.
Oh, I know, cuz, you know, you probably talking about something else, you feel me? But,
I can't have the, two first times.
The day the prince became a king.
Oh, man.
Lord, have mercy.
Man.
This a fucking book right here.
Y'all sit down, you know,
y'all
popcorn and everything.
Get ready your snacks. Just get ready for the story.
You feel me? Okay. So this is how it go, you feel me? You know.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, you know.
Once upon a time, it was a fathead nigga named James.
And once upon a time, it was a leprechaun ass nigga named Juju. He said, look like that nigga from the Proud Thornberries. But we ain't gonna say nothing about that. Off head ass nigga. But, yeah, you know, it was the day after we beat Wayne County. So,
well,
great. Was Wayne?
My team, you know, Law
High School. What school you go to?
Law High School. Yeah, Law High School. For the audience, bro. I don't know what school you go to.
I don't know if I was in the 10th or the 11th. I ain't gonna lie. I don't remember that good. It was at the 10th or 11th. It was the 10th. It was 10th because we beat them this year. I remember we was undefeated and shit. So, you know, the next day, really, we didn't even plan. And I wasn't planning on losing my virginity today. I was just planning on chilling with a girl, so I text her, hit her up. I'm saying, what you doing, you know? And she was, you know, complaining about her man at the time, you feel me, about all the issues they were having and everything. And I was like, it's okay, you can come over here, you know, we can talk about it.
So you was on that turtle stuff. I see you.
Yeah, boy, it's not about how fast is. You still got to finish the race, you feel me? Whatever the fuck it is, how it go. But you know, I hit up, you know, she come over, we chilling. And I turn on that Trigger by Trey Songz, you feel me? That baby, this might sound rude, you know.
That's the one right there, boy.
Look at that little boy, you feel me? Boy, I might need to go ahead and get on American Idol, boy. Shout out
you
to
Montana. You might need to finish the story, bro.
Oh, my fault. But, you know, I test her, ready to come over there. So she come over there, you know, but I had a car at the time. But my mama was here, you feel me? And she leave her keys. So I'm like, oh, she right around the corner. She in Shadowwood, you feel me?
You stole your mama's car. I'm snitching.
Boy, that happened how many years ago? Seven? But, it wasn't seven. You know, pick up, we came over and we talking, you know, we chilling, watching Netflix. I forgot what movie we were watching. Oh, I know what movie it was. It was Exist. It was this Bigfoot movie we were watching. It was Exist. Exist.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Bigfoot movie. So we were there watching it and stuff. And then eventually, you know, I'm like, I'm a virgin, so I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Like, getting there. Usually, I turn the movie on. Then after the movie, you know what to do. But, so the movie going on, then I just, you know, into her ear, like, what you trying to do? So she sat on to my lap, everything, we kissing and everything. This is my first time really just kissing, like, you know, on some. Right. Some,
putting your tongue down her throat.
Oh, no, I was scared to put my tongue down her throat. I wasn't there yet, man. I was still peewee. I was on rookie, you feel me? But,
continue.
You know, she get on top, and then I play that, baby, this might sound rude, you know, then we play that, then, you know, get to the situation, but I went on hard, you feel me? But like my boy John said, you know, I ain't trying to break. She was like, what? I'm like, I'm on soft, like, girl, this ain't even, I'm over here freezing, I ain't even fought Goku yet, I'm chilling, you feel me? So, no, she put it in for me because I didn't know where to put it. Because I almost stuck it in love, you know.
You put it between her toes?
We ain't going to discuss what hole I almost put it in. Cause I ain't know. I'm like, ooh, is that it? It look like a button.
The belly button?
I guess I gotta poke it. What? But, so I'm like, ooh, so you know. She like, wrong hole, wrong hole. I'm like, oh, my fault.
That boy meat was big in her belly button. It couldn't fit.
You see, but you know, it took a minute to get enough. But she wanted no, she wanted no virgin. You feel me? That's why I said she took mine. So she was also a big, but she wasn't white. She was half Hispanic and white. So I can't say that she was. Man, shout out to the big girl out there.
Big girl need love. Two facts.
Oh, mama, if you ain't 350, I don't want you.
I ain't say all that, but I'll hit you though.
Facts. And take you out to eat.
I ain't say all that.
Wow.
Finish the story, John.
But, I heard the Hispanic. Wait.
What? The best? But,
Oh, I ain't even gonna do that. I knew it.
You know, she was on top of me and everything, you know. We kissing, then eventually I finally got in there. But when I got in there, bro, I was like, wow, so this is what niggas was talking about. So this whole time, this is what niggas saying that I was like, wow, like it felt like y'all ever, you know, turn on the other side of the pillow, like it was better
the
than
cool
that.
Side of the pillow?
Yeah, but it was better than that.
Your first side the opposite of mine, because I got in there the first time, I was like, pussy ain't all this cracked up to be. But you keep going though.
Well, yeah, but I ain't never felt something so warm. I'm like, oh my God, it's like a blanket for my dick. But you know, basically, you know, we did what it do. The event. Oh, the funny part is drive back, bro. The whole time we drive back, you know, I ain't had no radio to have a USB port on that bitch so I can play music from my motherfucking phone and shit. So. See, we over there playing 106.13. So first thing come on is Loyal. He's always Loyal. I mean, like music was it talking to her?
After you hit the dude, girl, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. But shit, I ain't hit him. They was having troubles, so I didn't really wreck a home. I just finished his demolition. You feel me?
You can't even use that term unless that person is married, bro.
Oh shit. Well, I wish a nigga would try. Boy.
Hold up, Trey. I would like to address one comment you made, bro.
What is that?
You said your first time, you was thinking that push not all that. I mean, you did have a grenade, bro. Like it wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
I know, bro. But
if she willing to hit you and your friend, I mean, she probably let the whole school to hit too. So it's like she probably had a cave. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You can't really say that. You feel
I'm
what I'm saying?
That's how it was my first time. I'm not saying that all pussy not good, bro. Obviously, I'm not saying that.
Shit.
Okay.
I was just trying to, you know, clarify for the audience.
Just saying that my experience was the opposite of his experience.
Almost like night and day, fucking stupid ass name.
Oh.
I want to clarify something, bro.
Go ahead, dude.
No,
oh, we... Judge John, I'll do it for you, bro. Her real name is not Musclebag. We just call her that as a nickname.
Boy.
You know, it's just.
Whoever
thought that was going to clarify, hey,
that's really dirty. But, anyway, I don't want nobody to think that her pussy wasn't wet, bro.
I mean,
if her pussy was dry, it was dry, bro. You ain't even.
No,
wait,
it wasn't.
No. Just stop. I need to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Why do you care? You ain't even saying her name. Her name is Muscleback. Nobody cares if Muscleback pussy was dry.
She had that damn.
If you went to school with us, then you know who he's talking about, probably. So that's what he's saying.
I got that dry ass pussy.
But. Just in case you do watch this.
It was just, I was just saying that it was really tight, bro. That's all it was.
Ooh. That's all that mattered, boy.
It was tight.
On that thing, Griffin, boy. Ooh, boy, that's good.
Man, for anybody that went to school with him, Muscleback pussy was dry. He just capping. We ain't trying to spare nobody.
And that
pussy was dry.
She had that doubt,
I'm talking
man.
About dry. Sahara Desert dry. You feel me? Sandpaper dry. Exactly, bro.
I would like to say I did make up the name Muscleback, but it's all jokes. She's an amazing person. She's cool. Just in case she watched this. Just in case she watched this
right now.
Just in case she watched this, bro.
Yeah, I'm being real lame right now.
She did watch it. She don't know if she talking about her or not.
James, you sound stupid. You sound stupid.
We went through a whole experience, bro. I'm pretty sure she'll know.
So he had 35 first times, James. So he had 35 first times, James. And they all were the same.
Son. One on one.
Y'all being real lame right now.
Tell the girl that I was a virgin.
If I did somebody, I'm not gonna explain it away. That fat bitch that I hit that I couldn't get it up, she was fat and she was ugly. You feel me? I'm not gonna be like, oh, she wasn't really fat. She was fat and she was ugly. Okay, so what y'all trying to spell?
You don't even know her name, Trey. You don't care, obviously. You don't care, obviously.
If I told a story about somebody that I knew, I still wouldn't try to explain it away. But you can't say that if you are not
in that situation. So you can't really say that, bro. So.
But I'm saying if I was in that same exact situation, I wouldn't try to explain away. What I said is what I said.
Nah, bro. You did right, John.
Muscleback got a dry pussy. These niggas tripping.
Got that damn. That dry ass pussy.
I got a question. Go ahead, though. No, I was just finna clarify that everybody win, bro. Go ahead.
Do y'all wanna say how many bodies y'all had, bro?
Three.
Some people probably don't.
Three.
Yeah. Just for privacy concern.
Man, shoot. You know, man. 82? 81.
You know that
nigga Captain. Hey, I'm at 81. Hey, let me tell y'all something, man.
Hold on. Let me stop you. I need to clarify. I do need to clarify. That story earlier, that was a lie. I was lying. I'm really a virgin. I never had sex before.
Anyways.
I believe man, you.
Boy. Thank you, dude.
The Lord.
Boy. So if any of y'all girls out there, y'all like taking niggas virginity, holler at me.
but if y'all any girl out there that want their ass, hey, holler at me.
You don't even eat ass for real.
Toilet tissue tongue.
They need to be capping, be playing around.
I smelled your breath through the mic. That shit is bad, bro.
Well, you cap out, bro. But see, I do. I'm gonna eat booty one day, bro. She just gotta earn it. Bitch, you better put a ring on him when we eat that booty.
So everybody went. I already told the first time.
Yep.
All right, correct. What are we looking like on time now?
55.
Mm.
Right about that.
Anybody got anything else? You know, something a little short and sweet because we ain't going to be able to finish the high school and college story. Cause I know my story. I don't even know if I got a college story, but I knew my high school story was gonna take a little while.
Well, I had another college story about the time that girl gave me head while my homeboy was over there.
In college, nigga?
Yeah. Well, no, I was in college, but it wasn't necessarily at college.
Okay. But anybody got anything short and sweet? Anybody?
Yeah. I got something to say.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Okay, quick question.
Yes.
Won't you think it through?
Yes.
It's 100 dicks on the wall.
What?
How many are you choking on?
Oh, I'm done now.
No.
Hold up. Hey.
Ask the question again.
Hey, hold up.
Y'all need to be ready to answer the question,
bro. Let me talk. Tiffany, you answer the question.
No. Man, let her ask her question again so I can know what the question was.
Yes. Be quiet, Drew. Ask your question, and y'all be ready to answer.
Oh, shoot. Y'all ain't killing me.
Ask your question, Tiff.
One.
He said, ask your question. He said, ask your question.
Yeah, I didn't say answer. Oh, but,
she said,
I
heard somebody say answer.
She said, one. Okay, I'm going to clarify. She said, never mind.
If it's 100 dicks on the wall, how many are you choking on? That's the question.
Why they gotta be on the wall?
That's the question. What about why they on the wall?
Why they can't be on the, I'm saying, why they can't be on the roof?
They on the wall. Who the fuck gonna start digging on the roof?
Climb a fucking ladder today.
You only do it in the house, huh, James? That's what you're saying, bro.
I ain't finna put myself in no type of motherfucking stressful situation.
I don't like just to clarify, you only suck dick in the house. That's what you just said.
Hell yeah. No. But if we speaking on the question, then I'm, you know, just being, you know, into to the question. You feel me?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I'm playing my motherfucking character.
The question, but the question, you know, nobody's asked you
the
where
question
you do
was,
it. You
how many dicks you sucking on one? But
and you ain't answered yet.
No, oh, shit. The question was, if it's 100 dicks on the wall, how many are you choking on?
See, you only can choke on one. Well, I mean, some niggas got talented. You feel me? Some niggas are probably put three in them bang. You feel me?
I have one question.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Is this a trick question?
See, I'm gonna let you know, bro.
It's really a validation of talent.
What? Hey, you real suspect, bro. This right here, John, this is not a trick question. This is what you call a trap question. When somebody asks you that type of question, that's the type of question you cannot answer. Because any answer is gonna be wrong.
That's like asking.
Because if you would have said none,
that means you were a pro. You sucked 100 dicks and didn't choke on none of them. Either way, as a nigga, either way you answer that question, as a nigga, you gay. So the best option is not to answer the question.
That's like
why
somebody
asked the question.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What you just say?
Then why she asked a question? If the key is not to ask a question, I mean, why would I not want to answer the question that she asked?
Try to catch you up, man.
Exactly. For people like you that don't understand.
It's kind of like
you expose yourself saying that you won't suck dick in the house.
But I know I don't suck dick though.
They don't know that.
Hey James.
Hey crowd, I do not suck dick. I like clits. You feel me?
I got a question, bro.
I like booty. And
I got a
mouth.
I got a question, guys.
Booty.
Yeah. I like a woman is butt.
A woman is butt. I like a woman is butt.
Woman.
You had a question for him too. Didn't you say you had a question for him?
No more, bro. I don't want to ask no more.
Alright, bro.
Jamon.
Anything else? John, did you want to clarify? Did you have a problem when they called you a woman last time? I know you weren't here to defend.
Who called that man a woman? What? Somebody called you a woman, John?
You have anything to say about that, John?
Yeah, I got something to say.
Cool,
Trey, you a bitch. Because I felt like you could have did more.
Shoot.
I could have did more?
Yeah, I stepped to the red table.
You just stepped to the right, bro.
You can call this bitch the black table.
Yeah, you tried to not say that you was a part of it, bro, but you was a part of it, bro.
I was a part of it?
Yep, you was a part of it, dude.
I say a bitch more.
Bet. Next time I'm going crazy.
I had something to say, and I had a question too.
Make it quick.
Oh, okay. My first thing to say is, go ahead and give somebody some money when you walk out, man. You see a homeless on the side, man, give him $1 or something.
Don't get
how much
nigga
do $1 really cost? You know, how much a dollar
really
costs?
That's a trick question, bro.
If you listen to Kendrick, you'll understand how much a dollar really costs. So my question is to everybody in here.
What
up, dude? That's men. Okay, men. I not trying to exclude you out, Tiffany, but I know I don't think you know.
Just answer the question.
Ask the question, nigga.
I mean, I know what I have between my legs, so you're not.
Yeah. Oh shoot.
Ask the question, nigga.
But wait, we could do vice versa now. Good point, I'm out. Unless you ain't got no time, then it's different.
Nigga, just ask the question.
Oh,
you really
shit.
Being a girl, bro.
So, the first time y'all eat some pussy, So that shit didn't taste weird.
Wait a minute. How you know she ain't?
Right.
You was tripping, bro.
Tiffany, you want to eat some pussy before?
No.
No.
What? Whoa. Boy, this. Wow. We can make millions off this podcast. Yeah.
Whoa, that just.
I'm going in. The first time I eat some pussy, you feel me? You know who it was, James. It tastes a little salty, but you know what I'm saying? Once I just got to eating, it ain't taste like nothing no more. You feel me? I'm just eating. Fast and seasoning, you know what I'm saying? Get me right, you know what I'm saying? I just went to work, you feel me? After a while, your tongue getting on, you ain't tasting nothing.
It didn't taste weird the first time.
Anybody else on speaking?
I have had an experience
the first taste
where it did vagina. Taste weird, but the first time, nah, not the first time, nah.
Hello?
I think it tasted weird the first time.
I enjoyed the first
time. I ain't saying that it ain't weird, but yeah, I think everybody can say, yeah, everybody can say it tasted weird the first time.
That nigga said, shut up. That
shit tastes like penis.
That nigga said, everybody can. No, it didn't, nigga. Don't
shit, me, it did.
See, shout out to the first pussy I ate.
Hey, boy, that boy trying to get back at her. Oh, boy, that boy crazy, what? That boy said, hey, he really said, shout out to the real pussy I ate. Really, I'm trying to eat it again, but I ain't gonna say
that. That's what he said, bro. What's
I ain't reading say too much into it.
Oh, I know. You know, you gotta, you know, stretch the narrative a little bit.
Yeah. I say something about BM.
I'm about to dunk on that nigga.
BM.
Don't act like you
James chill. Okay. Whoa, why is you doing all that?
My fault, cuz. You can cut that out, though.
No.
Hell said he not cutting out nothing.
Hey.
You can't, though.
I knew he was gonna put them paws on you.
Boy, he ain't finna put them paws on me, man. You know, I was just playing with him. You know I love him. You know I love him.
Anything else? That's it?
That's it, bro. That's it, bro.
Send us out, Ju.
Alright, man. And hello. That's all for today's episode, man. Y'all be sure to tune in for next week's episode.
Excuse us, guys. Ju sleeping in the damn studio and shit. Let me slap his ass.